Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God gave me a Ferrari because I am a Ferrari. You're a Ferrari too.
When God made you, he had all the options put on. You are fully loaded and totally equipped.
So do this with me.
Where did we ever come up with the style of preaching we have today? There is some entertaining preaching, but not convicting preaching, and the legacy has been tragic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
No. I will not goad you. This is Wretched Radio. Far be it from me to pressure you into going out to a university campus, joining almost 500 people who have already signed up for our Play the Man distribution to help young men get rescued from the snare of pornography and hopefully get saved. They're free. You gotta pay nothing, including shipping. Why would I pressure you into joining those people? I'm not gonna do it. Are you gonna interrupt me soon?
I think you're goading.
Hold on.
Are you good?
No, I need to like bend over and get some blood into my head. What was with the timing on that? I told you. I'm going to start goading, and then you're supposed to interrupt me and say you're goading people.
I wasn't sure how far you wanted to take it.
When is talking become exercise? Maybe it's your gimpy foot that has affected your brain. What happened to you walking around here? And I'm gone for one day. By the way, thanks, Adam Tyson, for sitting in yesterday here on Wretched Radio. I'm at a funeral yesterday, and you done, what did you do to your foot?
Well, I like sympathy. So I fell down the stairs. Just threw myself down the stairs.
Well, at least you weren't pushed. Let's look on the bright side.
That's
your family didn't shove you down the stairs. So that's something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So you got yourself a broken foot.
Well, it's not broken. It might be a little sprained. I haven't had an x-ray yet, but I'm in a boot.
Jimmy, I'm just curious because this isn't the first time. Were you or were you not holding the railing?
I was not.
Were you or were you not wearing stockings?
Stockings?
Stockings on your feet.
I was wearing socks.
That's your problem right there. You weren't holding the railing and you're wearing socks.
That's right. That's right. With no, yeah.
So you went slipping down the stairs.
I did.
So we have nobody to blame but ourselves for this little fiasco of the foot.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to goad you either into maybe holding the railing and not wearing slippery socks down the carpeted stair. I wouldn't goad you in that way. You know why, Jimmy? Because I'm not a goader.
You're not a goader.
I am not going to goad you. I am not going to goad the tennis.
You're so good at it.
Well, I have been told it's a spiritual gift. And I will not goad the tens and tens of people listening to this year's Wretched Radio program. Please get the cards. Visit fortisinstitute.org/playtheman and get to a university campus. We're going to ship you these cards for free. They're really well done. And all you need to go to a campus and just hand it to a young man. Here you go. Hey, did you get one of these? Hey, you might want to take a look at this. That's all you've got to do. And they'll hit the little QR dealy, Bob. That's the official technical term. And they will visit a site. It will have the booklet, Play the Man. It will have the video of Play the Man. Or it will have the audio version of Play the Man. It is free for you to participate. FortisInstitute.org/playtheman. And join, I think almost about 500 folks have already committed to this evangelistic outreach. Would love it if you would participate too, but far be it from me to goad you into doing that because you don't have an excuse. And the kids are just floundering out there.
I think you're goading again.
Sorry about that. FortisInstitute.org/playtheman was in Greenville over the weekend. That town's going bonkers. I'm telling Greenville went from South Carolina, if you are not from the South, Greenville, South Carolina was started to get rescued almost 20 years ago. It was a tired old town with that main street with a nice river and falls at the end of it. But it was kind of dying. Somebody with vision got a hold of it and started to gentrify it. And we have enjoyed Greenville throughout the years as we've watched it just continue to become a nicer and nicer place. This time we were there, it's like, What happened here to Greenville? There's like more tall buildings. And they're just, it's just everything. And just condos and townhomes and apartments and tall buildings. Did I mention there were tall buildings? Greenville is starting to become a city. It is absolutely booming. Great food town. If you ever visit the South, think Greenville. Saw the Screwtape Letters whilst there. There's a theater in Greenville. Luke Bryan was at the big place. The Peace Theater is their kind of their fancy theater. No, we weren't in that one. It was the smaller one. Four nights of Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis being presented. It was amazing. The dude who played Screwtape, it was about 60, 70 minute long monologue. Just one dude talking the whole time. And there were some, I don't know what you call it in theater, but like he had to hit his marks and there was like timing things. And this was his third performance. And he was hired in May. He memorized like the Screwtape Letters. It's a book that is so worth reading carefully. Why? Because it's a demonic perspective of a believer's walk. But the insights of it are so poignant. One of which was encouraging his nephew Wormwood to gain access to his patient who was now professing to be a Christian. And one of the ways that he wanted to encourage him, by the way, I think there's a little bit of a question as to what Screwtape was actually after. If you're not familiar, Screwtape is he's a higher up devil and he's coaching his nephew Wormwood and how to deal with his patient, a human being. Is he trying to deconvert him? That's the sense of it that I got. That the head demon, Screwtape, thought that he could get the guy unsaved. Seems to be lacking a little bit of clarity on that. Now, Max McLean came out at the end and said, no, well, maybe he just had bad theology. You know, he just doesn't understand those things. And he was endeavoring to do something that couldn't be done. Nevertheless, Screwtape encourages Wormwood to puff up his patient. To gain knowledge for the sake of gaining knowledge so that he could think he's smarter than other Christians. And I went, oh, wow, is that ever true? I don't know if you've seen it. Perhaps you've even experienced it. The smarterer you get with theology, there is a greater danger to become snooty, puffed up, judgmental, which, by the way, this is why I was so thrilled. I was, Scott Aniel was, oh, I've got the story here someplace. Scott Aniel has been named the new president, I believe, of G3 Ministries. He's been there for a bit. He's a scholar. I've met him once. He's a very nice man. Here it is. I think he was Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary before going to G3. Yeah, here's the article. Long overdue, G3 Ministry announces Scott Aniel as new president. And here's what Scott said. G3 exists to glorify God by educating, encouraging, and equipping God's people with biblical truth for biblical living. That's awesome. And then he added, one of the goals for G3 Ministries, I am deeply committed to maintaining our firm stand on first-level doctrinal matters, yes, amen, you go, Scott, while modeling gracious engagement on areas where faithful brothers may differ. Scott's a smart guy. He included faithful brothers. In other words, these aren't issues that would indicate somebody is an apostate, that somebody's a false teacher. He's saying that when we've got differences of opinion with these types of believers, we are going to engage graciously. Amen to that. And I say that because I think Screwtape was right. I think Screwtape identified something that happens to those of us who feel we've pretty much got it sorted. And of course we feel that. Everybody feels that way. We all feel... Otherwise, you wouldn't be swimming in that particular stream of evangelicalism or Protestant Christianity. But for some reason, those of us who are very high-minded about the Bible, very high-minded about theology, very high-minded about God, it's very easy for us to get puffed up. And so to Scott Aniel, I say, salute. Well done, sir. May your tribe increase. Be praying for G3 Ministries. You know they're going through stuff there still. It's just still getting cleaned up. And the church, Praise Mill Baptist Church. Be praying for that church. That the type of thing that happened at G3, it can rock a church. It can rock a ministry. So be in prayer for them as Scott seeks to lead it in a way that stands firm on first-level doctrinal matters while modeling gracious engagement on areas where faithful brothers may differ. So thank you to Screwtape for that insight. But whilst in Greenville, we were speaking with some people about the consistent challenges that we here at Fortis Institute see from people. And you'll never guess what that challenge happens to be. I'll tell you next on Wretched Radio.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? Well, you could wait for the perfect moment. You could go to another seminar, or here's a crazy thought, you could actually go do it. Now through September, college campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. The host of Wretched Radio and TV has created something extremely special. This is a gospel-centered book that's not dancing around the issues. And this isn't the latest tips and tricks from self-help gurus either. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? Show them what biblical masculinity really looks like. Play the Man is a resource that's going to do exactly that. It's going to point men to Jesus Christ. You can order free cards right now. Yes, I said free at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org.
An apostle is a messenger sent from God. The apostles were granted power and authority to establish the New Testament church. There are no apostles living today. But just as the early church dedicated themselves to the apostles' teachings, so we dedicate ourselves to their teachings, which have been recorded in the New Testament.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How providential is this? It's Wretched Radio. Jimmy, can you see my mug? I got my throat coat, T inside of there.
It says G3.
What do you know? I'm using their mug whilst talking about Scott Aniel taking the helm at G3 Ministries. Very glad that a man like Scott is stepping into that role to lead it firmly and graciously. That ain't easy to do, but I will use that as a segue to play The Man, which is a booklet that I wrote. It's also video and audio, encouraging you to distribute a card with a QR code that we will send you for free, including free shipping, to young men on university campuses so they can be set free from the bondage of pornography and get saved, because it is a very clear gospel presentation. You can participate with give or take 500 folks already committed to going to a campus or to a festival or to your town where people gather. FortisInstitute.org/playtheman, which probably gives away the answer to the question that I just asked. What is one of the most consistent struggles that we see people having here at Fortis Institute? That's right. It's porn. When I was just in Greenville, South Carolina, they've got really good food there. And more ice cream stores than before. That should tell you something. I hope Greenville doesn't become like Dollywood. Not that there's anything wrong with Dollywood or the Wisconsin Dells or Pigeon Forge. I'm just saying, I hope that it maintains its southern charm without becoming too touristy. Although I got to tell you, the streets were bustling in Greenville. It was really busy. It's vibrant. It's alive. It's really good to see. So somebody doing something right in Greenville, encourage you to visit, enjoy the food, enjoy the ice cream, as long as they don't proliferate too much. And as we were there, we discussed what people are struggling with. And the answer came flying off of my tongue immediately. It's pornography. Young guys and increasingly young women that are struggling with pornography. This is a scourge. And we want to help people get unscourged because they are in bondage. Would like to share with you, if and you don't mind, from Play the Man. Perhaps this will help you if you're struggling, or it might encourage you to go, I think I'm going to go to fortisinstitute.org/playtheman and get me some of them free cards and go find somebody to give them away to. It's $250 a pack. Just hand them out. Leave them in public places where it's not illegal. Don't make litter, but leave them where people will see. I was actually, we stopped in a hotel. I think somebody in the group needed to use a bathroom. We weren't staying there. Is that a sin? Is that, can you just stop at a McDonald's to use the restroom without actually buying something at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always feel like that's wrong.
I don't think so.
Well, my conscience says it is. Therefore, it is.
Okay.
And in the lobby, just sat on a couch and there was a coffee table in front of me. Lo and behold, there was a gospel tract. And I went, cool. You can leave a gospel tract on a table for somebody to pick up. Maybe don't want to litter the whole hotel, but I thought it was awesome. And the gospel tract, it was even sound. Fancy that, from Play the Man, which you can get for free at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. Chapter 8, evict the enemy. Evict the enemy. If you're wrestling with pornography, you got to kick him out of the ring. You got to get him out. It will do little good for you to train for battle if you continue to let your enemy bunk in your barracks. If you don't kick the enemy out of your camp, you will not only fail to have victory, you won't even get out of boot camp. You're going to get slaughtered. Who's the enemy that is currently residing in your platoon? Anything or anyone who knows your weakness and can easily persuade you to disobey the orders of your commanding officer. What is it that leads you to watching that stuff? Now, you need to I'm not talking about heart issues. That's a different chapter in Play the Man. You've got to examine your heart and interrogate it. What is going on here? Why am I desiring this? I just receive every day, get emails on this every single day. And a young man was lamenting that growing up, he had a porn problem, got married. And he thought he was done with it. But for some reason, those desires are just flooding back and tempting him like a nobody's business. And my encouragement to him was, well, you got to take some time to figure out why your heart desires that garbage. God has given you an actual authentic carbon 14 unit with whom you can enjoy the delights of intimacy. Why would you look at the fake when you got the real? You got to examine your heart. What leads you to this as opposed to that? Why don't you want to make that effort? And by the way, that could be one of the heart reasons. It's just easy. Giving yourself to another human being who will then desire to give herself to you, it's hard work. Porn is easy. Is it possible you're just lazy? Now, that is interrogating your heart. I'm talking about identifying the stuff that perhaps surrounds you, that tempts you, that is used by the enemy to cause you to go, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and look at this stuff. I'm talking about the tools you use to sin. Your phone, TV, computer, internet, beach, pool, gymnasium. These are enemies that need to be destroyed or at least brought under total submission. And I mean now. If you don't have mastery over your electronic devices, it's really easy. Just get rid of them. Get rid of them. I'm not kidding. If you linger at women on TV, cancel your cable. Throw away your big screen. If it's your computer, that's your Achilles, kill it. If you need a phone for work, get a flip phone. At the very least, install anti-porn software that alerts an accountability partner of what you're up to. But if that doesn't do the trick because you're tech savvy and you can figure out a way to get around it, then get rid of your phone. This isn't a joke. If you do not do these things, you will likely continue to stumble and lose the battle. Do you watch porn at work on the company computer? Get another job. Jimmy, you just gave a face.
Well, I was just thinking.
How does that work?
Yeah, that's just odd.
No, it's not. You can be in an airport. These guys that are looking at their phone where nobody else can see. People, this stuff is, it is saturating men's brains. They watch it everywhere and anywhere that they can. It is not unusual for people to look at it at work if they're in a place where they don't think that it's going to be tracked or they have the ability to delete their history. Quit your job if you need to. And find work that doesn't allow you unfettered access to the poison that is killing you. And if you're thinking, this is ridiculous, then you haven't grasped the gravity of your situation. It is better to be a godly homeless man than it is to be a perv who lives in a mansion. Kill it. Get rid of it. Evict the enemy. What would you tell a person, writes Todd Friel in a book that is available from a QR code that you can give away to young men on campuses by ordering them at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. What would you tell a person who struggles with overeating to purchase a cheesecake but not eat it? Would you tell someone who struggles with suicidal ideations to leave a loaded gun on the nightstand? Would you tell a thief to get a job as a bank teller? You don't need unfettered access to what tempts you. Get it out. Do you ogle women at the beach? Then you're going to have to live without sand in your toes and tan on your body. What does it profit a man if he's bronze but loses his soul? If going to the pool provides the opportunity to gawk at women who are very inappropriately dressed, then stay home and splash in the kiddie pool. It's better to be white and pasty on the outside than to be filled with darkness on the inside. Evict the enemy. Identify where and when you lose the war. If you fall when you're alone, then surround yourself with godly friends or just don't be alone. You put a lot of energy sometimes into being alone. Put more energy into being with people so that you don't fall into that temptation. Just don't be alone. Do reconnaissance on your life. Know where you're most vulnerable. Do something about it. From the booklet, Only a Stupid Soldier Lets the Enemy Lurk Inside the Camp. Godliness is more important than anything or anyone. Make radical changes now before the enemy captures you completely. That from Play the Man. If you struggle with pornography, kick the enemy out of the camp. Do it today. You say, well, I wouldn't be able to listen to Wretched Radio anymore. I'm okay with that. What does it profit a man if he listens to really good stuff on the radio and podcast machine but loses his soul? This is Wretched Radio.